independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's just crazy, right? Like this whole thing with Comey, all of this stuff that's happening, I find it to be absurd. It is the theater of the absurd. The people in D.C. are so myopic. They're so hyper-focused. This thing that's going to happen in less than 2 days is somehow going to be life and game-changing for the person in Springfield, Missouri, for the person in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, for the person in Long Beach, California, for the person in Orlando, Florida, that somehow, in some way, shape, and form, that something is going to come out that is going to shift their life and their viewpoint on life and maybe get them extra money or help. This is the stuff that drives me absolutely crazy, not only with the 24-hour news cycle. Most of us don't. I still laugh about it when I go places. Most people know what I do. Like your show, blah, 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 blah. I'll get questions. You think the Russians did anything? But very rarely. You know what I've got most of over the last 2 months? You know what the questions I got most? Do you think North Korea is going to blow us up or try to? That's the question I got the most. That's it. That's the question I got the most. Not James Comey. The only reason anybody could pick James Comey out, and by pick him out, I mean they don't know who he is, but he's 12 feet tall. That's it. Now, stuff's already come out. This is what's funny. How is more? We're less than 2 days away. Why do we even need to have him testify? Because everything that apparently he's going to say is already come out. Everything. We don't need to do it anymore. We don't need to have a talk anymore about it. He's going to make the White House feel uncomfortable in certain situations. Okay. He's going to dispute the fact that Trump said that he was told by Comey that three times separately that he wasn't under investigation. He's going to dispute that fact. Okay. And the rest of it's going to go like, we're under investigation. There's an investigation going on. I don't want to comment on that. That's what I think is going to happen with an attorney sitting next to him. I've been advised while the investigations are going on. Very similar to I'm under audit. So as soon as that's done, I'll let you know. Very similar to that. I think there's something true that what Trump said is that this guy's a bit of a showboat. Right? And I think we forget the fact that he is about the badge. He is about the organization, the FBI. He was about protecting the shield, protecting it all, and the reputation. But it does very little for the average person in this country. In fact, it does nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. They're telling you it's important, and it's not. Taxes. Sort it out. Get it done. Budget. Sort it out. Get it done. Repeal and replace. Sort it out, get it done. And for all of you out there who are hoping that the repeal and replace is going to be amazing, I'm here to tell you, through off the records, if you will, that it's not going to change much. Your premiums, some of you may pay a little bit more, some of you may pay a little bit less, but by and large, across the board, not a lot's going to change. It's not going to do enough that you're going to see a massive, significant change in life. It isn't. But day to day, what is this doing for America? Trump has spoken about Comey, and he did this today.
I wish him luck.
Very mobster-esque, right? I wish him luck. I wish you luck. I wish you luck. Good luck to you. Good luck. God bless you. Good luck. It's going to be great. You know, you sit back and you sit here and you think, what does this do for the average person in America? That's what I want to know. What do you do in a situation? Why should you care? That's what I want to know. Why do you care? Well, we want to show what? The president's already in a situation where, you know what, he's doing what he can to push stuff through, some of it through executive orders. And remember, executive orders, as easy as they're done, they can be undone. The bills are out there that he's tried to get through. Boom, it's gone through the House. It's down to the old, you know, sitting there in the Senate. They're kicking it around, looking at it, touching it, kicking the tires, not really sure what they're going to do with it. Some people are talking over here. By the way, if you've ever watched Schoolhouse Rock and they tell you how a bill is made, they're full of crap. Wouldn't you say that, so, Phil? I mean, it's pretty much full of crap the way it's really done.
Yeah, the way it is now, absolutely.
Yeah, here's the way it's done. House gets a hold of it, right? They tinker with it. They play with it. It goes down. The Senate gets it. They all get into committees, and they get into little sidebars, and they go here, they go there. You want this, I want that. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You go over here, this, that, and the other. Pork, 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 pork. We'll kick it back up there. It's bloated, disgusting, does none of what you thought it was going to do. That's it. Write a song about that. What's in it for the American people? That's what I want to know. What's in it? If you're a person who's a policy wonk who finds this stuff exciting, that would rather watch C-SPAN than ESPN, yeah, then I guess this is your Super Bowl, right? Everybody's covering it. Everybody. CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, Univision, Telemundo, probably. What's in it for you? At the end of the day, do you go? Is there a special check or a trophy? Something that says you got something from this? I'm going to watch it. It's my job. Do I enjoy it? To be honest with you, this stuff I find to be rather boring. I think it's overhyped and it's a bunch of crap. And by the time all is said and done, at the end of the day, what are we going to have? At least with Clinton and impeachment, they are saying this is as big as that. They haven't been this excited around the Beltway for years. This is, at least with Clinton, there was sex. It was at least entertaining, right? It was at least, I'm more interested in the Cosby trial and what's going on there than I am in the Comey trial. Comey, to me, we already know what's in there. In the Cosby trial, you've got sex, you've got lies, you've got deceit, you have a pattern that has lasted, well, some people are saying 5 decades. You've got all kinds of things. In the Comey trial, you had a he said, he texted, he tweeted, he was angry, he did this. How is that exciting? I mean, think about it, man. You had the lady that's accusing Cosby in court today, right? You've got some of the Cosby kids from the TV show showing up. You've got this guy who has shown a pattern, at least allegedly, through up to 5 decades of doing this over and over again. That to me is like, that's salacious. This, yeah, it's kind of what that is. It's kind of what I feel about that. It's kind of what I feel about that. And I think most people, you know, feel the same way. And when there's no there, and when all is said and done, and people have sat there for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, and everybody pulls out their sound bites here, there, and everywhere, and they place them, and then they pitch the narrative that they want you to hear and the audience to hear, in the end, you've already got your mind made up now on what you believe. So anything else is a waste of time. You believe it's fake news if you're a Trump supporter and that Comey should have put Hillary away and blah, 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 blah. And over there, Comey was screwed and he was fired because of the Russia investigation and there's there. You already believe that. So watch the Cosby stuff. It's more entertaining. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Sooner or later in life, you are going to be in a situation where your vehicle may have issues. I hate to say it, kids. May have issues. What is that? Maybe your engine. You feel like it's dying. Or you think it's running great, but uh-oh. What do you do? Well, I don't have a warranty with my manufacturer. Well, what do you do? Well, I guess I'll have to go get a new car, but I don't want a payment. Well, what do you do? Do something smart. Go to carshield.com. Get extended coverage. It's the best. CarShield makes sure that you have peace of mind. You get 24/7 roadside assistance. You get a rental car while your car's in the shop. And speaking of the shop, do you have $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to fork out right now if something happened to your car?
No.
Okay. Well, what would you do?
I don't know.
Well, with CarShield, they deal direct with the mechanic you choose. You don't have to front the mechanic anything. CarShield's administrators have paid close to, yes, I'm going to say it, $2 billion with the B, dollars in claims. They're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Benson or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. 800-CAR-6100. Or go to carshield.com. Use code Benson. Save yourself 10%. A deductible may apply. Say, what's next? Oh, I got something for you. What's next? Next. Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
Here's something. What's next for the media and the whole Russia thing? They have thrown it all in. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, New York Times, LA Times. They have rolled the dice that this is it. They are in as deep as they go. I said it earlier. They're all in. They've pushed all their chips in the center, and they're like, that's it. I don't want any more cards. This is where we're going. And we're waiting for the river card. And the river card is supposedly coming on Thursday. What happens then? A lot of people text me and say, oh, they're going to create a new story. They're going to create new, you know, a new fire, a new storm. The thing is, though, even with a lot of people out there who are completely against Trump, at some point in time, it's the boy who cried wolf. And people are going to go, you know what? I'm not buying it anymore. I can't do it. I think it's BS. I can't sit here through another one of these situations where they seem to, in many ways, becoming a part of the story because they're manufacturing parts of the story. There is a want. There is an enthusiasm. That's the thing. There is an enthusiasm, and I think some of it has to do with the fact that, you know what, it has now become news attainment, right? It's news and entertainment. It's a business, and what do you need? You need more eyeballs on you. So it's not if you're right. It's if you're first, and you're able to evoke a feeling, and you're going to keep eyeballs on the prize, which is you watching my thing, getting more hits, getting more people to watch my show so I could charge you more money. But that backfires. And I'm telling you right now, I've seen the push in here, and it's all in. What's next for them? Well, I'm kind of over it already, but I know a lot of people out there who aren't fans of Trump. I got friends who are not big fans of Trump, but I'll tell you what, they have said, I don't think there's any there. Even if I want there to be, and I don't think I can even listen to these people anymore. And that's coming from people, two of my friends who are extremely liberal, very biased in all of their outlooks. They lead with their feelings, and very rarely do facts have anything to do with any of the stuff that we talk about. But they're like, I don't want to see them be a massive part of a takedown. It's one thing if you uncover something. It's another thing if you're actively working to destroy. And that's the way they feel. What's next for them? Well, I already think they've got a lower point than even Congress has as far as the respectability of America. And I have a feeling what's next is it's going to get worse, especially when they find out there's no there. That's what's next for the media and Russia. Somebody just texted me and said what I just said was essentially about the whole how we make a bill thing. And, you know, it was essentially the same thing that they do for six-year-olds. It's not. For those of you who don't know how you make a bill, you first of all, you come with an idea. Bing! you're right. You know, you write a bill, debate it in committee. They never really talk about. Debate it on the Senate floor. Work with House colleagues. There. Do you remember this in the song? Negotiate compromise in conference. No, you don't remember that. You remember, hey, guess what? I need some pork in my bill if you want my vote. Was that ever in there? Ever? I need to build a bridge to nowhere for $400 million if you want my vote. Producer Phil, is that in the song anywhere?
No, but I think we should write a new version.
I absolutely do. Then, and when all is said and done, and the bill that you wrote, the idea that you have, you know what it reminds me of, honestly? Movies. How many times have you read a book, and then you go see the movie, and you're like, that is nothing like the book. That's what bills are. That's what they are. You come up with a great idea. You think it's awesome, but you got to give somebody a little bit of something here, there, and everywhere. Along the way, it gets watered down. Then it gets fat because people put crap and pork in there and tax money, and they fill their bucket up of crap. They debate it. And then when all is said and done, here it is. And you're like, I ordered a cheeseburger, and I got a taco with no meat. Yeah. What do you think of that? That's what it is. Write a song about that. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. We got to write a song about that. The real way it's done. I need some pork in my bill on Capitol Hill. You text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. There's a billboard in Indy that caused some flap. Oh, indeed. And there's an imam in Virginia that also caused some flap. Lots of flapping going on. We'll take it head on. The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
So you're driving along. You know who you are out there in Indy. Listen out there. Somebody, rocking out, listen to us. Appreciate that. You're driving along, though, and you see this billboard, right? Truthophobes is the educate truthophobes. Says the perfect man, married 6-year-old, beheaded 600 Jews in one day, slave owner and dealer, 13 wives, 11 at one time, rapist, torturer, and killed unbelievers. And this apparently is, doesn't say Muhammad, but you get the gist. Right, you get the gist. Muslim groups are pissed. They're angry. They're upset. Angry at the world. Not a shocker. And, you know, they're, look, it's their prophet, right? You saw Jesus, one, you'd be angry. Now, in saying that, right, of all things being equal, a Family Guy episode has Jesus pretending that he's never had a good so he could sleep with all the guys' wives. So, let's just all back up stuff before we think. One is really good at laughing at itself and shrugging shoulders. The other one gets very angry. We know what we're talking about here. There's a freedom of speech. Not everything up there is true. Did he have multiple wives? Yes. Did he marry a 6-year-old? That's debatable. How many? I'm going to say this. I've studied a lot. The 600 he beheaded? Apparently wasn't in as many battles as a lot of people think. But everybody's got their own version of whatever it is. Whatever you're looking for, you're really looking for the truth. But people are angry. And understand that if you saw a picture of Jesus saying, this guy gets lots of play with the ladies or something that was, how would you feel? Would you be pissed? You absolutely would. This is Razi Namlin talking about this.
other than the fact that the Prophet Muhammad, like the Prophet Abraham, had more than one wife, they're all lies. If this was a living person, this would be slander.
Well, he's not here, so there's no slander there. They're not going to be, you know, are you going to file a lawsuit for him? I don't think so. He did have multiple wives. How old was his first wife? That's the big point was, a lot of people talk about his first wife. How old was she? Was she 9? Was she 6? Was she 13? Was she this? That's the debate that goes on a lot about his first wife. How old was she? Was he a rapist? See, if you don't believe in Islam and you think the Prophet Muhammad, based on what his believers and based on what they do, trust me, I understand completely. I called it out yesterday as I saw it. 110%. What was his first wife's name? Ashia, I think her name was. And the dad offered the Prophet Muhammad him, hey, you could take her. She's 6. He's like, no. But they did eventually get married. But a lot of this other stuff, you know what? You can look at scholars across the board. And if you listen to my show, you know exactly. You know exactly what I'm about. That I'm going to sit here and tell you the truth. Ashia was her first name. I don't want to mess that up. By the way, he died June 8th, 632. We're approaching his death, which I'm sure will be a day marked by people blowing other people up. Chad, that is what? Is what? Exactly. Now, some people are pissed. Some people are angry. Is it hate speech?
This kind of hate speech directed against any of the prophets is really very troublesome and very disturbing to people of faith.
No, it's free speech is what it is. Hate speech? You know, that's for one person to decide. Remember, you saying something, to me, I may think that's hate speech. To you, you may think it's totally fine. It's a freedom of speech situation is what it is. And you got the Prophet Muhammad right there, says the perfect man, you know, married a 6-year-old rapist, killed a bunch of Jews, walks through all of these things. You know, you're going to get stuff like this. This was there to cause controversy. And that's what it's done in Indianapolis, and that's what it's done nationwide. It's there to cause controversy, to get people talking. But when you point out some of the stuff, sometimes people don't want to hear that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Brian and Indy, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, how are you?
Feel good, brother.
Hey, listen, this is not hate speech. This is true historical facts that's on this billboard. I checked it out. The only thing that's askew is the girl that he married was 9 years old when they finally got married. So instead of being 6
yeah.
when he first met her, it was 9. But you know, but listen.
Hey, do you realize in Delaware? Do you realize, Brian, in Delaware, age of consent used to be 7?
You gotta be. You know. I
do you realize that the King of England married a 12-year-old at one time?
I guess our mindset nowadays is different from back then. What was acceptable back then is not acceptable now. You know, everybody
yeah,
evolved.
Exactly.
But see, here's the thing. These Muslims, they want to spin this as hate speech. You know, and this is true historical facts. And then they want to turn around and they want to call us cowards. And say we're racist for believing in what we believe in and saying that they must assimilate. You know, we don't want to have Sharia law here in Indianapolis. We have an imam in Plainfield, Indiana. He's like the number 3 in the United States. I don't even know his name. But this one guy wants to call us cowards, just Indiana director, executive director of the Muslim Society. Well, Chad, my name is Brian Blevins, and I'm a lifelong citizen of Indianapolis, and I'm not a coward. You know, and I'm not afraid of these Muslims, and I don't believe in Sharia law, and they need to assimilate to our constitution, to our way of life. I agree with their religion, I don't force my religion on them. I don't expect them to force their religion on me. But don't call me a coward and a racist because of that. That's not how this.
No, and they shouldn't. And they shouldn't. And again, there's extremes in everything, but their extremes tend to go a lot further than a lot of other people's extremes. To this day, and I will tell you this, I'd rather have a Mormon or an Amish person knocking on my door than somebody trying to convert me to Islam, like you saw what those two people did the other day in Great Britain. Then they were trying to go out and convert kids to Islam, giving them candy, talking about the Prophet Muhammad, then talking about a lot of other stuff on that documentary called The Jihad Next Door. And people were complaining, even called the police about it. But I will say this. Everybody says, well, this is textually true. This is true. This is historical fact. You can look back. History has got a lot of different facts. And people point out, saying, wait a minute here. He didn't have a horrible relationship with the Jews. And the stuff that they did fight about was mostly political. At the same time, you've got a lot of saying that he was very rarely involved in any kind of skirmishes. And there was a time when he did have somebody assassinated. You can walk through a lot of these things and you can point out he said, she said. But you know what? One thing's right. I will tell you this right now. You got to grow up. You got to grow up, Brian. And by that, I mean the religion. You're in America. People are going to take shots at you. People are going to satire you. Right? And that is, it happens every single night on South Park. It happens every single night on Family Guy. Again, Jesus is a recurring character who smokes pot and tries to go and score with chicks. I don't see Christians freaking out. Oh, they may have called once in a while. Now they shrug their shoulders. Appreciate your call, man. And I will tell you this. You don't be calling somebody a coward. This is free speech. One thing I will say is the religion itself at times needs to grow up a little bit. All right? Christianity gets hammered a lot. Catholicism gets hammered. How many kid-touching jokes have you heard about Catholicism? Raise your hand if you've heard a billion. I'm just pointing out there's truth here. All right? I look at the billboard. Whether you believe it or not, that's on you. But you know what you do? You shrug your shoulders and you move on because you're grown up and you feel that you're strong enough in your relationship with your maker that this shouldn't be anything. You go out tomorrow and put something up about Jesus. People may be pissed and upset. But are they going to cause a massive stir? Well, in this day and age, everything's a stir, for God's sakes. It doesn't really matter. Here's the problem I have. He talked about the civilization, and civilization is where it's at right now. This is what I feel. We're battling for the hearts and minds in a lot of ways of the civilization, the Western world, the freedoms that we have and enjoy. You've got an imam in Virginia who somehow his sermon gets out and he calls for female genital mutilation. And people pointed out, and now some people are calling for his resignation, and they're going out there. This is happening in Virginia. Last couple of weeks, we've had issues where doctors of the Islamic faith have been in trouble and caught for doing that. This imam said it was hypersexual and sexual, activity and feelings. And I'm like, wait a minute here. Well, what's wrong with a little hypersexuality? Anybody? 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 Phil, we're good with hypersexuality?
I'm sure.
We're good with it? Absolutely. Phil, and that's coming from Phil. He's kind of a prophet. Call him out. There is still people out there, and that's what I'm talking about. You need to call them out. If I'm living in the world that we're in now, this is a country that you've decided to come to. You could have been born here or you've moved here. We have a constitution. We have freedoms. You respect those. But as I said before, for a lot of people, like 99.9% of them, they're Muslims first, and that is the most important thing. Everything else does not matter. We live in a world here where constitution rules, laws are out there, not but by lawmakers, by men. There's good and there's bad. At the same time, you've got a mosque in Portland who raised $500,000 in a few hours to help the family's victims of the two guys that stood up to that idiot ass clown last week who killed the people on the train. Fantastic. That's great. But there's a fight, and there's a fight going on. And a fight where religion, I believe, is going to have to stand up and become more mature and understand that the world that they're living in here can't be catered to their wants and needs, and people have their ideas about stuff, and they have their freedoms. And at the same time, you've also got to fight inside of the hearts and minds and the mosques across the country and across the western parts of the world where you need to claim back your religion. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? Think about this. You're a lion. You're free from the circus, the excitement of it all. You no longer have to ride a tricycle while juggling a lawnmower and an axe and a fiery knife. No, you're free. Free to roam. Right? Here you are at the Amora Big Cat Sanctuary. Excited. That's Liso and Jose. That's how excited they were, except for the part where they were poached and killed. Not as exciting as it should be. That's a sad thing, right? That's like being freed from prison for something you didn't do, and as you walk outside, you get hit by a bus. Sad. Wah, 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 wah. Say, woo! Here's some baby names that will not exist after a while. Broomhilda. I'm bringing that one back. I'm bringing that one. Broomhilda. Retro names, right? Broomhilda is going to go away. Here are the 2000, Celia, Bertha, Cynthia, Janice, Anita, Marcia, Bonnie, Ian, Frank, Clarence, Rick, Ricky, Bertram. Man, that's a big one right there. Bertram, you really, man, you must not like your kid. Like, you have to have a grandfather or a grandmother or somebody to name somebody, or, you know, like a Bertram or an Ethel. Although, yeah, look at Anthony just went, ew. Yeah, exactly, right? It's a ew. Gail, Gus, I know a Clarence, Roger, Clive. Man, those names are going to be gone. Donna's behind. Edna, oh, these are names that are going away. By the way, what's the number one name in the world? And it's not Hortense. It's Muhammad. Just pointing out there, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. David, what's happening, man?
Hey, Chad, I appreciate you having me on. Appreciate you opening up the airways for freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
You know, you're going to find the reason that the reason Islam does not like freedom of speech is because of that billboard. That's not the reason I called, but you'll find Islam likes to shut down freedom of speech real fast because they don't want these historical facts come out. And, you know, there's bad historical facts all around across the board. You just have to keep it real and be honest about them and then work through them. But you'll find, again, Islam does not like freedom of speech for the reasons the billboard are up, for the truth. But what I call for is a lot of people aren't aware of that Islam actually has an unforgivable sin. And
that, yeah, it's called
if
shirk.
You think about just that. Yes, it's called shirk, and it's to ascribe to God a partner or to say that God had a son. Now, for me personally, as a Christian, that it's hard to reconcile the two at that point because the very foundation of my faith is that God did beget a son. If Islam has an unforgivable sin, which is saying a lot in Islam, but to say that they actually have a sin that's unforgivable, and then
Here's the thing. You can be forgiven, but you have to, just like everything else, it has to happen before you die. The unforgivable sin, like everything, is before you die. And remember that Muhammad was a prophet. He wasn't the son of God. We, as Christians, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Those who ever believe in him should never perish, but have everlasting life. You know, John 3:16. Shirk is one of those things where when you, it is the unforgivable sin that can be forgiven, but you have to do it before you die. You can't, there's no takey backy, is essentially it. There's no takey backy.
That is the other, correct. That is their only, quote unquote, though, unforgivable sin out of all the things that they allow within Islam. And that's the one punishable by death, which again, is pretty harsh. And that's where you see a lot of this mentality that comes from Islam, so people can understand sometimes where these Muslims are coming from. You know, and another thing, if Muhammad was the messenger of Allah, and he was the only one that was allowed to translate the Quran, and another thing, it's hard to separate. How can you separate Islam and the history of Muhammad? You can't, just like you couldn't separate Jesus from Christianity. It wouldn't even exist. And when you look at the brutal history of Muhammad himself as a person, that says a lot about the religion itself. And if you can't separate,
yes, but you know what? A lot of that brutality isn't as real. I mean, there was 1,000 fights or battles or skirmishes, of which he took place in less than 25 of them, of which most of them resulted in very little damage to, and both sides paid a heavy price. Both the, you know, people that fought, it wasn't as cut and dry. And I've studied the stuff and I've looked it up and I've done as much as possibly historical. Again, everybody's going to show you something else. I appreciate your call, man. We got to jump. But it's one of those things where this is the issue in a lot of these things is people don't know. And so for a lot of us, they fear what they don't know. And when you fear what you don't know, you lash out. But some of that is Islam's fault, because at times people, that's not welcoming. It's not opening arms. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. Text us 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.